Good afternoon and a warm, warm welcome to Kingston Knight Reformed Church for this lovely day to celebrate the marriage of Martin and Emma. Love is strong as death. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. God is love, and those who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. I'm going to join to sing the hymn which you'll find on the order of service, Morning Has Broken. Please be seated. We're here today in the presence of God to celebrate the marriage of Martin and Emma, to surround them with our prayers and to rejoice with them. We believe that we are created male and female in the image of God. And God has given us marriage so that husband and wife may live faithfully together. In times of plenty or in times of need, in times of sorrow or in times of joy, they give each other strength, friendship, and healing. With delight and tenderness, they may know each other in love and so belong to one another in honour and in joy. In marriage, children can be born, nurtured, and they may come to know the security of love. In marriage, husband and wife begin a new life together. Their love enriches all of us in our community. Marriage is a way that is holy to God. It is a joy and it is a demand. It is a grace and it is a work. It is a gift. It is a calling of God. It's not to be entered in lightly or thoughtlessly, but reverently and responsibly. And this is the way that Martin and Emma have chosen. They have come to give themselves freely, to give their consent, to exchange solemn promises, and to ask for God's blessing. Let us join to pray. Let us pray. Eternal God, you are with us in this day. In the fullness of your love, in the love of one for another, we see your will for all people. In the tenderness of love's embrace, we remember that your love once was made flesh for us. In the marriage of minds, we know that your spirit is between us and among us. Your love fills our hearts and draws us together with holy desire. Your love in us offers us forgiveness, sets us free to be together in peace. Your love creates community and heals our deepest loneliness This love you renew continually in Emma and Martin and in all your people. Make them today a sign to us of your love, of your enduring affection and faithfulness, and your joy of all that you have made. May we see this day before our eyes, the joy of love. Bless our celebrations with your presence, and touch us, each of us, with your Spirit. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So marriage is an important thing and a joyous thing, but it's also a legal thing. So before we go any further, I need to ask you both, before God and before this congregation, that you can declare your freedom and your readiness to enter into this covenant of marriage. I do solemnly declare.
I do solemnly declare.
That I know of no lawful impediment.
I know of no lawful impediment.
Why I, Martin Richard Alboni.
Why I, Martin Richard Alboni.
May not be joined in matrimony.
May not be joined in matrimony.
To Emma Jane Butler.
To Emma Jane Butler.
I do solemnly declare.
I do solemnly declare.
That I know not.
That I know not.
Of any lawful impediment.
Of any lawful impediment.
Why I, Emma Jane Butler.
Why I, Emma Jane Butler.
May not be joined in matrimony.
May not be joined in matrimony.
To Martin Richard Alboni.
To Martin Richard Alboni.
So that's the legal stuff done. Or the first bit of the legal stuff, because it all is legal. But now, as they come to make their promises, we need to pray for them. So let's pray. God of all faithfulness, we pray for those who will make promises today. Bless them with sincerity and give them your grace. May Martin and Emma know that their love is both your will and your delight. May the promises they make govern the life that they will lead. May your presence surround them, your faithfulness encourage them, your Spirit strengthen and guide them. In the name of Jesus, amen. Martin Alboni, will you take Emma Butler to be your wife in Christian marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honour and protect her in times of prosperity and health and in times of trouble and suffering? And will you be faithful to her as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Emma Butler, will you take Martin Alboni to be your husband in Christian marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honour and protect him in times of prosperity and health and in times of trouble and suffering? And will you be faithful to him as long as you both shall live? Your response to this is, we will. Will you, the friends and family of Martin and Emma, support and encourage them in their marriage?
We will.
Pitiful.
We will.
That's a bit better. I, Martin Richard Alboni.
I, Martin Richard Alboni.
Do take you, Emma Jane Butler.
Do take you, Emma Jane Butler.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
To be my lawful wedded wife.
In accordance with God's holy will.
In accordance with God's holy will.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death us do part.
To death us still part.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
I, Emma Jane Butler.
I, Emma Jane Butler.
Do take you, Martin Richard Alboni.
Do take you, Martin Richard Alboni.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
To be my lawful wedded husband.
In accordance with God's holy will.
In accordance with God's holy will.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death us do part.
Till death us do part.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Who gives this woman to be married to this man? Turn your feet around. That's lovely. Big bit. Thank you. It is hot. You're right. We're going to say a blessing over these rings now, so let us pray. Eternal God, whose love encircles us all, bless the giving and receiving of these rings. May they be signs of a love which never ends, beautiful, holy, and strong. May they be tokens of commitment and faithfulness, and reminders of the promises and vows made today. And we pray in the name of God, Creator, Christ, and Spirit. Amen. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
In God's name.
In God's name.
As a sign.
As a sign.
Of all we have promised.
Of all we have promised.
And all we shall share.
And all we shall share.
I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
In God's name.
In God's name.
As a sign.
As a sign.
Of all we have promised.
Of all we have promised.
And all we shall share.
And all we shall share.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you and give you his peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You could always kiss one another. And you could always clap. Because on this day, Emma and Martin have declared before God and before you that they will live together in Christian marriage. They have made solemn promises to each other. They have exchanged vows and rings that will remind them of these promises. And therefore, I declare that they are husband and wife in the name of God, Creator, Son, and Spirit. And what God has joined together, let no one separate. Amen. Well, go on, we clap again. Why don't you two have a seat? And why don't we invite Joan to come and read to us? I think you're going that way, Joan. You're the one that knows this building as well. It's okay. It's falling over. Thank you.
Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fail. Love is eternal. There are inspired messages, but they are temporary. There are gifts of speaking in strange tongues, but they will cease. There is knowledge, but it will pass. For our gifts of knowledge and of inspired messages are only partial. But when what is perfect comes, then what is partial will disappear. When I was a child, my speech, feelings, and thinking were all those of a child. Now that I have grown up, I have no more use for childish ways. What we see now is like a dim image in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. What I know now is only partial. Then it will be complete as God's knowledge of me. Meanwhile, these three remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love.
So here we are on this day at last. After all that, I should have started an Emma Butler folder in my inbox for the emails that were coming my way, and that's just me. So God help the caterer, that's what I say. So this day that has been meticulously planned and organised, and yet even with all that organisation, we know that on this day something will go wrong. And guess what? Two things already have. I frightened the bejesus out of Martin by saying to him, "Have you got the orders of service?" And he said, "No, you have." And I thought, "Ah, have I?" And of course the timing. Yeah, but hey. But you know, that's what it's like in the real world. On this day, when Martin and Emma make these promises, it's not an expectation that just because they're in a church, just because they say that they're going to, that from here on in their lives are going to be plain sailing. That's not what it's like. That's not how it is. And you two know more than most that life isn't plain sailing and it's not always easy. Because, you know, you have experience, more experience, I would suggest, than most young couples. But it's about a choice, and it's about some principles that you've started and you've put in place. Because the thing about love is, it's a verb. It's about doing stuff. It's not about feelings, because there's all sorts of stuff that we don't feel like doing, but we have to do because we love somebody. Who feels like washing dishes? Who feels like putting out rubbish? Who always feels about working? Who always feels about listening to their partner at the end of the day? Nobody with any sense. But that's about what love is. And it's worked out in all the little things. So on this day, we commend you to God. We are glad that we're here. And we know that this is a strong principle, and we are privileged to see you make your commitment to one another. So may God bless you in your life, in the ups of it and in the downs, for now you have each other as a gift. What we're going to do next is pray for them. So let us pray. God of love, we pray for all those people who've made a commitment to love another. For all those people who are newly married today. We pray for those who are in the first days of being in love. For those who have celebrated many anniversaries. We ask that you would be with them in all joy and the vulnerability of loving. Strengthen us in our commitments and in our loyalty. Guide us when love is difficult or costly, and comfort us when love comes to an end. We ask that you would bless Martin and Emma on this day. Help them at those times when they are irritated by one another, when they can't be bothered to do what the other needs. Give them strength at those times when they're not communicating well with one another. help them when one of them is ill, when life is challenging, when they're short of money or overburdened by their children. May they, O God, be able to strengthen and to comfort one another. Give them your power, your endurance. May they be wise in what they say and patient for the many times when they have to keep their mouths shut. So on this day full of joy and promise, we bring to you this young couple and ask that you would strengthen them in the struggles of life. Be with them as they celebrate the joys of life, and may they have a confidence in you and in one another. We ask that you would bless their families and their friends. Help them to know when to intervene and when to hold back, to be discreet in their caring and slow in their advice giving. Lord our God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to sing again, "Make Me a Channel of Your Peace."
Let me take that off you and let me pull you forward. Come here.
So, a final blessing. May the God who made us to love one another, who loves us with a faithful love, bless you and keep you for now and forever. Amen. We're going that way. We're going over there to say. I'll get the mums. You go that way.